Let's take time for a Sitka History Minute. Let's see if any of you can guess what these names mean to Sitkins. The Teddy, Donna, Dorothy, and Arrowhead. I'll bet some of you figured out they were the names of the shoreboats that transported passengers over the channel between Sitka and Japonski and its sister islands. These little ferries maxed out at 50 passengers and ran every half hour from 6 a.m. until 12:35 a.m., except weekends and during rush hours when they left every 15 minutes. In the early days, passage cost a whopping 10 cents with children riding free. Bonnie Reeder Brenner, in fact, remembers being dropped off by the school bus at the docks and riding the shore boats to shore, where she walked to Front Street Elementary with her classmates who lived on the island. What some Sitkins loved and later missed most about the shore boats were the dockside waits and 2.5-minute excursion, because it gave friends a quick opportunity to socialize and catch up on each other's lives. Many of the former riders who Marcia Strand recently interviewed remarked how much they enjoyed this community transit. Passengers caught up on the latest news with their neighbors and made new friends at the same time. What a wonderful way to enjoy Alaskan life. Marcia tells us that as the bridge was being built, some Sitkins lamented its construction, knowing their way of life was about to change. On the Japonski Island side of the landing, buses awaited passengers to transport them to their homes and work in such places as Millerville, Charco Island, Ellis Island, the JOQ, the BOQ, the MOQ, FAA, and Search Hospital, to name a few. The more than 700 students living in the BIA dorms, Search Hospital, and other employers took many jobs and services to support their endeavors. There was a post office, a laundry, a small cafe and canteen on that side of the island. As well, many Sitka, Mount Edgecombe, and Sheldon Jackson alumni talk of the days when their high schools played spirited, hotly contested basketball games. These intercity rivalries drew crowds of thousands. One can imagine the lines and the interactions that took place while fans were waiting to either go to or come from the contests. Those who missed the last run of the day had one of three choices. Swim. At least one teen did this, probably more if we really knew all the stories. 2, put up in a Sitka hotel, or 3, stay with your friends on their side of the channel, since people traveled both ways. As one can imagine, some humorous events are associated with riding the shore boats. Here's a story of a man who couldn't win for losing. A gentleman on the Japonski side realized it was getting late for him to catch the last ride across the channel, so he hustled down to the dock. Arriving out of breath, he saw the shore boat, which appeared to him to be pulling away from the dock and still relatively close. Sizing up the distance between him and the shore boat, the frantic fellow executed a perfect flying leap, barely making it on board, then hollering in triumph upon landing on the deck, "I made it!" Well, the boat operator helped the excited man clarify the futility of his jump by nonchalantly retorting, "Not really, I'm just tying up for the night." With progress, we sometimes take a few steps backwards while taking big steps forward. Today, O'Connell Bridge is a convenient link to Japonski and its sister islands and their services. However, many who huddled together on the decks of the shore boats missed the camaraderie and fellowship of this unique mode of transport that is now only a part of our community's folklore. This Sitka History Minute is brought to you by the Sitka Historical Society as we celebrate the events and people of Sitka, where all our men are hardy, our women are even hardier, and our children are worth bragging about.